Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. Soon as it gets through raining, everything. Somebody that's sick in the building. You know, I think about it, every time I hear that song, I think about how you can go through a lot of things in life, but you just have faith. Have faith that God can come in and bless. It tells me, Reverend, that we've been doing this thing for a little while, man. You're gonna go through some things in life. You're gonna go through some trials and tribulations, and brother, only thing you can do when it's all said and done, and get on your knees and pray. Sometimes you might can't make it to your knees, but sometimes or not, you just need to just do like they used to do. You know, take time out and allow God to come in your heart. You know, come on, get all this stuff out the way, Reverend. Say, Father God, all of you are none of me. You know, and we still in that kind of season right now that prayer is essential, Reverend. Prayer is essential. And we want to do this here, and we want to stay focused with it because we do know that if you're a believer of Christ, you shouldn't go a whole day while conversing with God. I'm telling you, it should be, I mean, you don't got to be there. You know, you got some people that, you know, they hit and quit, you know, whatever, how they do it. But it ought to be somewhere down the line that you converse back and forth. And God want to talk to you, Rev. He want to talk to you.
Yeah.
He wants to talk back, you know. Let him say something, you know. And if God bless us today, we want to get here. I want to deal with Jacob, you know, and Esau, and talking about reconciliation. Anybody know the story about Jacob and Esau? You know, that was a tough little situation went down. You know, he birthrights, and he got the what? Inheritance of all, you know, by trickery. They call him supplanter, you know, because he was a trickster, you know. He fooled his dad, you know, and got all the inheritance, man, you know. But he went by himself. His mother was right along with it, you know. you might catch that later on, real.
Come on now, boy,
when you learn the story of reconciliation, you know, talking about God will take you somewhere, and brothers and sisters, it's scripture, you know, talking about that we should go back. We should go back and repent to someone, you know, that we did something wrong to, you know. We should try to make amends on it. It used to be, they say it ain't in the book, but my brothers and sisters, it's in the book. You have to get the blood off your hand. Now, if the person don't receive it, if they don't receive it, it's not, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you're coming back to it, but sometimes that pain can be so bad, Reverend. If that pain can be so bad, Reverend, you know, you just don't know what Reverend did to me. You don't know what he did to me, you know. And that's what we in this story right today. It was really, really tough, you know, because he been tricked not just once but twice, you know. And God, only God can come in and do something with this here. Only God. Have you ever had a God in spirit that only God can do it? Help me over here. So he'll allow us to do some things. But when it's all said and done, when you know God, you just reverse it right back to him. Because, Lord, if it had not been for you, who was on my side? I mean, who was truly on my side? What would I would have been? Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Can you help me with your brother?
Yes, sir. Many times.
Won't he do it? Won't
yes,
he
sir.
Do
it? Many times.
You know,
praise the Lord.
You know, we're going to... I know the brothers know we're coming. We're gonna try to get in this lesson, and if you want to come in, you know, we always welcome for open the mic. You know, we always open. Man, right there, that right there. Can you just explain it just a little more in depth? Or can you just tell me how can I have that kind of faith? You know, and I'm just gonna direct you straight to Jesus. I'm gonna tell you. Life experience and going through things, you're going to have to experience it on your own. He wants to hear from you, too. Oh, help me, Holy
Yes,
Spirit.
Sir.
He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear, like, show my Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I know I shouldn't have did dust. But, Lord, give me a word to go and mend this thing so I can mend it, so I can be able to get in there and tell him. You might have to tell a whole bunch of people. You know, you might have to get a bunch of people to, man, I'm going the wrong way. Me and Rev was listening to a man one day preaching over, he said he's been preaching over about 50-something years, Rev. And he said he was doing the scripture wrong. He did it wrong. He said he had to stop and come tell everybody he was wrong, how he was teaching it. And when he conveyed it out, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm telling you, that take a whole lot for a renowned speaker to do it. You know, I'm talking about somebody that's known. They've been speaking everywhere. Everywhere you go, everybody applauds and they holler, you know, when they lift them up a little bit. He stopped and told them, remember that rep? And told them and said that he was wrong. And he explained the scripture, how God gave it to him. But now he had to come back and rechange it back because that's what God said. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, it takes a whole lot to do that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Reconciling things.
Reconciliation. This is what the Let message is about. How to go to someone when you done did them wrong. How to receive something when someone done you wrong. Because brothers and sisters, it go hand in hand. It go hand in hand. If you are a child of God, I'm already gave a lesson. Y'all think I already gave a lesson? If you are a child of God, if you are a
Come
child
on,
of God, you got to know how to go to a person and ask them for forgiveness. You got to. Because somebody did something for you and I. You knew no sin. No sin. And took it up.
Yeah.
And went on the Calvary with it and accepted all our wrongs and nailed it to the cross and rose on the third day so you and I can say, Lord, can you remember me when you get to paradise? That right there.
Come on.
He didn't have to, he could have said, no, man, you had all kinds of tangents. You kill a lamb, you know, you kill a what? A pigeon, you know, you kill some hogs, you know, you took everything and got slaughtered and still got up doing the same thing. No, you just gone to the hell. No, people don't like to talk about it like that. You know, tell me about heaven. Tell me how I can get rich and don't tell me my sins. Don't tell me what I'm wrong again. Just tell me how beautiful I am. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So we live in right now, and we're going to try to press on in this word, but we'll be coming from Genesis. That's the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Remember, you got to look at the board with me. The first book of the Bible. And I want to address this. Like I said, we're in series, y'all. We might not even attempt to get through all this here. But we're going to tell you like this, wherever God wants to stop, we're going to stop it. And I'm going to tell you like this, prefer that you get something out of it, you know. Prefer that you get something out of it. And brothers and sisters, I believe already the message has already been taught. And somebody knows what I'm talking about. I believe the message has already been taught. Let me tell you how long it has been taught. Over 2,000 years ago, it has been taught.
Yeah.
Now, all we do is echoing right now. Hey, it was the same yesterday, today. And forevermore. Ain't nothing changed about it.
Amen.
People change.
Amen.
They get a little smaller, my brothers and sisters. People change, but the word don't change. It still remains the same. It might reveal some things because you didn't understand it the first time. But trust me, brother, it was meant when they penned it, God had it already understand because it was inspired by God for men to write it down. I don't question God's word. What I do is ask God for more revelation and understanding of his word. So we can be doing what we're doing now, lead God's people, show God's people the light, and they're in the darkness, show them that it's a marvelous light than when you come out that darkness. Sometimes you can't even stop smiling because it be so good. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to just send a praise of Lord. I didn't come with no petition. I didn't come with no supplication. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can we get that? Can y'all say that? Can we get that? Genesis chapter 32. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for this point of time of day that you allow us to be in thy presence, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we took time out, Lord, just to come and reason thy word, Lord. We took time out, Lord, just to come and to worship you, Lord, and lift up your name, Lord. We come right now, Father God, asking us as we decrease for thou to increase, Lord. We ask for us to remove us, our thinking, Lord, and let your spirit move in our presentation of giving thy word as we convey it right now. Lord, we just ask you to move, Father God. If it's any stubborn spirit here, Lord. Even tiredness, Lord, even heaviness in the heart, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord, so man can understand thy way, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown sin, Lord. And as we come to your throne, Lord, if it's something that we don't know, reveal it to us, Lord, so we can repent from it, Lord. So we ask you all this in your darling son's name, Lord. We thank you for the brothers, Lord. Coming out and taking time out, Father God, and helping reason in this word, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for you, Lord, to have you paid for this ministry, Lord. Time after time, Lord, we take it not for granted, Lord. Years have went by, Lord, and you still holding us down, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you and we honor you, Lord. And just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I tell you, man, you got to hit that boy. You have to work. I'm gonna try to hold on a little bit. Watch this here.
Gotcha.
When we read this book, somebody in them read this a lot. I mean, they know the history of it. You know, I'm not the only one know the history of it. There's some history here. You know, and I gave you a little rundown just a while ago. There are some things to got Jacob where he's at right now. This is after he done been with his uncle Laban. He's been there over 14 years. He got the wives, he got the children, and he's sitting there. Now God told him to get up and go back to Haran, you know. And now he wanna make way back. But he never got a letter from his mother. Because if you go read the text early over there, around the 27th chapter, you'll find out that he tricked his father. He tricked his father for the inheritance. So his mother said she heard Isaac talking to Esau, told him to go do what, Reverend? I want you to go out there and cut and kill something and make some venom for me, like some stew, you know.
That's right.
I want you to go
That's
make
right.
it for me. And I want you to do this. Before I die, I want you to do this because I want to seal the deal. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to seal this deal, you know. And seal the deal is I want you to go do this for me so I can give you all the inheritance, you know. So what? She heard him. His wife heard him. And what Rachel, what happened to Rebecca? What she did? She went and got who? She went and got Jacob, right? And what happened?
She
told him, your father finna do something. I want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go out there. I want you to go kill an animal, right? And I'm gonna cook it for him because I know how he wanted it. Hey, up in there, somebody setting it up, and they setting it up, right? They setting it up real good for my brothers and sisters. It's already panning out, you know. The evil is getting in there. It's creeping in there, you know. And so it makes it sound so real, like this is the right thing to do, Reverend. This is the right thing to do, my brothers and sisters. That he followed his mother's lead, and then what he did, he cut the hairs off and put them on, because we find out what Esau was a hairy man, you know. He's a real hairy man because he was a hunter, man. They call him cunning, and they go out and hunt for food, you know. He didn't shave enough, so he had hair all on him. And so he knew, his mother knew that he had to have this hair on him because she knew Isaac's going to ask him to come close. Help me, Holy Spirit. Isaac's going to ask him to come close. And then when coming close, being in the field like he is, when Isaac did present himself, I mean, Jacob presented himself to Isaac, what happened? Isaac felt some kind of funny right there. Don't you know your kids? Don't you know somebody?
Yeah.
When you know somebody come in the room, you just know something. Like my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, he can't see at all. He's legally blind, right? But they give him consistency, man. They could do other things. You know, you might be weak in, they strong in, they could sit things. They could. Sometimes you wonder, Reverend Henry been around a lot. My other brother's been there a few minutes with him. But he'll reach out to you, but he can hear you, you know what I'm talking about? And he turns to you, you know. And that's how Isaac was. He couldn't see. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why are you going like this, Reverend? I want you to understand the history of this reconciliation. Now, I want you to see the in-depth of why Esau was mad because he took the birthright from his daddy. Isaac from Jacob had it. So watch how this is. He got in front of him. The meal was made, and he tasted it. It tastes good. But he told him, I want you to come a little closer to me. Jacob, this is Isaac talking to his son, thinking he's what? Esau. And as he got
Esau.
To him, he didn't tell right, Reverend. He couldn't tell. He said, you know, your voice sound like Jacob, though. And you kind of smell like, you know, a little runny. But I hold up. Let me feel your arm, my brother. Let me rub on you a little bit. So he got a little closer. Oh, he felt the hair. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in the book. I'm like five chapters before this one, right? He rubbed him a little bit, you know. And he found out, oh, okay, now I'm all right with that. And he felt pretty good. Isaac felt good about that, man. And he told Jacob to do what? Kiss me. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And he kissed him. And we believe that sealed the deal. Is that right about it?
Mm-hmm.
We believe that sealed the deal.
Come on, man.
When he kissed him, then he gave him all the rights. That's when he gave him all the rights. an inheritance that the younger child got before the elder. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he was mad because he what? He stole the birthright. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all, know,
mm-hmm.
y'all heard the story. He was coming out the womb and holding on to what? His ankle. You know?
Yeah.
He said, no. Hey, wrestle to get out that thing. But we know how the story ends. But right now, let me get you to the 32 chapter. You know, now he didn't have to leave. And when he left, he went over to his uncle's house because he was told to go to your uncle's house. And then when you do, I want you to marry someone from Canaanite. He said, I want you to marry them because I don't want you to marry anybody, but I want you to marry someone over there. Well, your father, your uncle's house. And he did. Leah, did he do that? He got tricked on that. Did he get tricked in 7 years? He worked them 7 years. Now he's going to get the younger daughter, and they did it like it supposed to back then. They honored the word. You know what I'm talking about? He said, you can't marry the younger one for the older one. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. I'm getting that.
Right.
I told you it might take a little bit, y'all, because I need you to get some history to understand why this reconciliation going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know some of y'all already know the story. You probably can do like I'm doing with it right now. Can you imagine how this thing was building up? Can you imagine how this thing was building up? How much hate, how mad Esau was at Jacob. He was there and he left. And put this, I want to pause right here and put this in there. See, his mother told him, when I feel that Esau had calmed down, can I say it like that, y'all? I'm going to send you a letter until you come on home. You know what I'm talking about? That's right.
Man.
He said, I'm going to send you a letter, and when you calm down, Reverend, he haven't got calm, Reverend. He's still mad. He's still mad. If I could just rush on with the story just to get you understanding, 20 years later, he's still mad. He's mad. He's so mad. He said, once my father died, I'm going to slay him. That's what he told him. I'm still in the book, y'all.
Yeah.
Did I miss something yet? He said, I'm going to kill him. Soon as his father died, I'm going to kill him. What he did? He started marching that way. Let's get the scripture a little bit. Him and what? 400 of his soldiers. And he heard about it. Jacob heard about it, bro. He said, he's on his way, dog. He heard about it. Can you imagine somebody been mad 20 years and not listening? I can just wait. Soon as dad died, I got to have you, man. I'm going to kill you. And I'm still there in the book. Y'all. I want you to understand. Now, how can we reconcile this, Reverend? How can we reconcile this? God ain't in this here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God is not an author of confusion. God
peace,
is the prince of peace. Anytime you see confusion, anytime, help me, Holy Spirit, anytime you see disrupted, you know the devil is what? In the detail. Is that right about it?
Right.
He's right center in the detail of that. How you know about it? Because God, he told us to be peacemaker. Peacemaker. Now Jacob want to be a peacemaker. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wants to be a peacemaker, but Isaac ain't trying to have no peace. Isaac want him.
That's right.
He want him dead. He going to kill him. The scripture said slay. If you look that word up, slay, that means what, y'all? He's going to kill him.
Yes, sir.
Help me.
Yes, sir.
So I must pause here. Look what it says right here, cause I want to transition. Let me go to 32:3. Look what it says. 32:3 Genesis. 32:3 Genesis. Look how it reads. And Jacob sent a message before him, and Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir and to the country of Edom. And he commanded him and said, thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau. Now watch this now. Just this picture. Now I know we ain't gonna finish this, y'all. I got to get the message out. He told him he finna send a message to him because he finna try to send stuff before what? Esau get there so he can see what his mindset is. You know, he want to see what's going on with him. Where your heart at, Reverend Henry? Where your heart at, Aaron? Mm. Where your heart at, sisters and brothers? I want to say some kind of word before you get there, trying to see where you at. So when you coming this way, are you still mad? See, he really don't know. He haven't heard a word back from who? He haven't heard a word back from his mama. Yeah, he haven't heard, because he never sent the letter. But here come what? Esau coming for Jacob. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. He said, let me make sure I get this right in verse 4. He said, he commanded them and said, thus shall you speak unto my Lord. Esau, looking at him like a master. He's showing him, I'm finna humble myself down and call you my Lord. He's letting you know, you really over me. That's why he said, my Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, thou servant, Jacob. He said, sell the, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now, and I have oxen and asses of flocks. He said, maidservants and women servants, and I have sent. And so he said, I have sent and tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He said, and the messenger returned. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And to Jacob said, we came to thy brother Esau. That's why I'm sending the book out. And I also come to meet thee. And 400 who? Men were with him. I'm sending the book out, right?
That's right.
And then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that were with him and the flocks and the herd. I'm going to back up, y'all. And the camels and the two bands, you know, talking about. He heard, man. So I got to get a plan, my brothers and sisters. I got to get a good plan. This didn't go all right. I gave him a message. I had some presents for him. He didn't want that present. He's still coming with them 400 men. So the message, he didn't kill the messenger. So the messenger came back. And told me, kind of like Joe, right? I was the only one left. Every message came to him. After his kids had died, he said, I was the only one left. After the animals had died, the houses, the lands had burned up, he said, I was the only one left. This message that came back and told him that he didn't kill them. He said, so he got to come up with another plan, y'all. He had to come up with another plan because he was distressed and he was afraid because he knew vengeance was... Vengeance was in Esau. He wanted vengeance. He wanted to kill me. So I got to think of a plan. I offered him some animals. I want to give him a present. So because normally at that time, what they do then, Black Brother, when they give you gifts, they come with peace. They come with love. Mm-hmm. They come and want you so you can welcome me in, Reverend Henry. I ain't seen you no snake. You know, I gave you the best of best. You know, because while he was working for Laban, he got rich. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had a lot of what? He had a lot to give out because he had so much. Mm-hmm. So he could have given away some so it wouldn't even affect him. So he wants Esau to see that, I don't have the inheritance that my father got, but I got this for you. You know what I'm talking about? But now Esau's still going that way. He's marching. 400 men is going with him. I'm still in the book, y'all. He four hundred men with him, and he said, if Esau had come to the what company and smite thee, then the other company, which is on the left, should escape. That was the plan. He divided his family up, and divided his family up. He want to know now. He's still searching, my brothers. Y'all in the message. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's searching right now. He said, I'm trying to make a plan. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to split my family up. And when I split them up, if Esau kill one of them or mess with the other one could escape and get away. He's looking to try to see how Esau going to respond to this what he called. He thought of an idea to get away. Watch this here, though. I love this here. See, sometimes you got to stop, brothers and sisters. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you just got to stop, my brothers and sisters. In verse 9, when I'm going to tell you, you got to stop. Watch what he did. And Jacob said, oh, God. So what are you doing right now, y'all? He said, oh, God, what are you doing now?
Yeah,
he took it to prayer now. He took it to prayer. Yeah. the money couldn't do it. My little trick couldn't do it. But, boy, I'm going to take it through who? Oh, God. He said, oh, God. oh, my father Abraham. And look, he said, let me make sure I get this whole plan. And Jacob said, oh, God, my father Abraham. Oh, God, my father Isaac. The Lord was saying unto me, return unto the country and thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. And I am not worthy of least of all what? Mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And all the truth which thou hast showed unto who? Thy servant. I hope y'all got this. He said, for with my staff, I pass over the Jordan, and now I become two bands. Deliver me.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, deliver me. I pray, Reverend Henry. Hey,
yeah.
Reverend Williams, I pray. I pray. He said, not to nobody else. I pray to thee. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the hands of my brother, for the hands of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come
mm-hmm.
and smite me and my mother with the child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And look here. And thou saidest, here we go, y'all. Remember, I told you, I'm going to back up. I'm going to give you more history a little bit. I just want to read it out
mm-hmm.
a little bit more. He stopped. Now, God has to speak, Doc. God already told him to go over there, and he said he's going to bless
mm-hmm.
him. How many of you, you went and done something, and you in your heart, you doubted it. You know, you doubted it, but God said, go do it.
Trust
mm-hmm. God always in the plan. The plan has already
mm-hmm.
been executed. It's already been moved. Now, you just got to be have faith. You might not see the thing that you want to see, what I'm talking about, the other end of that thing. That's what I'm saying. Until you
mm-hmm.
get to the end of the story. It might be 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It might be 20 years. It might be a day. Whatever how God
mm-hmm.
tells you to do, just stay with the plan. Because he told him, he said, don't deliver me unto him, because he wants to do something to me, my brothers and sisters. He knew this man
cool.
had some vision, but he wanted to reconcile. I want to reconcile. It's been too long, man. Have you ever been around somebody just hold on something too long? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been around somebody just hold, man, I mean, with 1962, man. I'm telling you, man, it's 2022. You know, and you still hold them. Come on, man, miss me with
yeah.
that, man. Even that man probably ain't sleep. He probably already dead or something. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he
mm-hmm.
told him that he wanted to fear him, you know, and he don't want his children to get hurt. But he knew Esau had a vengeance for him, and he asked
yeah.
God to help him and deliver him from this fear. You know what I'm talking about? And distress
mm-hmm.
for him, because this is my brother. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody
mm-hmm.
has some brothers. Somebody has some loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has some friends that did them wrong, and you look them eye to eye. Maybe you might not did want to do what Esau want to do to Jacob. Maybe you did this bad to Jacob did to Esau. But let me tell you something. When you have off somebody and they can hold a grudge that long, brother, that's the devil in the detail. The only person
mm-hmm.
going to move that situation, it's going to be God. Jacob did that.
Yeah.
He
mm-hmm.
took it to God, and taking it to God, now God spoke to him, and God going to do something for him. And I like what he said in verse 10, 12. He said, "In thou sayest, I will surely do thee good, right? And make thou
mm-hmm.
seed in thy sand of the sea, which cannot number for what? The multitude." And he
mm-hmm.
enlarged there the same night and took up that which was came and what to the hands of the presence of what of his what? I mean he's there. He still got
yeah.
the I'm still trying to make this thing good, Reverend Henry. I'm still trying
mm-hmm.
to make it good, my brothers and sisters. I'm waiting. You know, I went to sleep. Now Esau's getting closer. His brother's getting there, and he's gonna think about what he's gonna give him, Reverend. 200 what? She goes.
200 goats.
Well, 200 owls. Look at
that. 200
rams.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
I don't know how you could pay this debt off, right? Because if you know what you took from, the debt can't be paid with this
yeah.
deal. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, you ever met somebody said, blood's on my money? You ever met somebody like that? y'all better leave me alone, man. Blood is on my money, man. If you take my money, blood is on my money, man. You don't bring my money back.
Come on, man.
Be coming to you, man.
See, come on, man.
He has a present for him. And see, I'm telling you, it's customary to try to get this reconciliation without no what? Fight involved and killing involved.
Without no bloodshed.
So he's trying to give him this gift.
Yeah.
And he wants to bless him with it. And he knows that if I can get him, like, here we go. What we call a supplanter. If you look the word up, what that means, he's a trickster. You know, but I'm going to tell you something. God gave him this to do. That's why he sit down and what? Came up with this plan. Because God gave him what to do. When God gave you something, just let it execute, Doc. Just take it all the way to it. And you trust me, if you do that, you're going to win every time. You're going to win every time. Because you know why? For God, I'm going to say this again, for God be for me, he be more than the world ever against me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Me and God in the world, that don't sound right, do it. But if you in God, you know it do sound right. Because God and you is more than the world can ever be put together. You know what they're doing overseas right now? You know what they're doing overseas right now? They're fighting right now.
That's right.
They're killing each other right now. I mean, then they got in the thousands right now. You know what I'm talking about? And what we say about that? We know they've been doing this way before this. This is where it started at. Can I say it again, y'all? This is where it's at right now. Esau and Jacob. That's their kids, man.
Come on, man.
They're fighting about it right now. And look how when it started out back then and right now. And that's what's happening. People probably ain't paying no attention to that because they're not wrapped up into what God said. God said when Israel going like this here, as soon as they make a treaty like they ain't finna come together, and then when they start building this temple again, help me, Holy Spirit. Once they start building, my brothers and sisters, we ain't going to be bold and say what day it's going to be, but we believe that's when when they start erecting that temple again, oh, it's going to be getting cold.
Yes.
It's going to be getting cold. And we might be that generation. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you this here. We might be that generation to see God. Don't you want to see
Come on now.
I heard a man preach one day. He had over 5,000 members and said, we ain't ready to go yet. I said, I beg the difference. That devil's a lie. I believe God come right today. I'm going to heaven. If you've been walking with God and you don't know where you're going to go when you leave here, hey, you're at the right time right now. We want to fellowship with you. We want to tell you, accept Jesus as your Lord and your life. Accept him as your creator. Accept him who breathe breath of life in your mind. And you know what? Believe that God raised him from the dead and he's sitting on the right hand of God. But you got to confess out your mouth and say this. You got to believe in your heart with this here. You got to, watch this here, pick up that cross and go through this cross like we do every day. We got to believe when no one else don't want to believe. Because there's going to come a time where you ain't going to do what you're doing right now, getting up when you want to. There's going to come a time that your knees going to hit that ground. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you're going to have to say, Father, I do believe. But you better know the man before you leave this earth. Don't be like the rest of them say, well, have fun all this other time, drinking and smoking and all this kind of stuff, and then get the phone. I believe. No, it's going to be too late, Doc. You got to get this thing right now and start trying to walk with it right now. You got to know the man right now. You can't take that 10 and give a phone here and say, well, like, you're going to be like, well, I read the script about the thief. I read the script about the thief on the cross. You all won't take no chance being, minutes away for getting killed and say, Lord, remember me from paradise. Brothers and sisters, you might not get that breath. You might not get that life.
That's right.
You might not get that thought. You better try the Lord while you got the blood running warm right now. And watch this here. We ain't perfect. I know I ain't perfect. But you know what?
Yeah.
In Christ I am. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, you know why did I say that love? Because it was the blood. Because when God looked at me, he moved Aaron out the way. He said, I died for him. Hey.
That's right.
You know what he did?
Yes.
He stretched them arms out. And then you know what he did? He took it all. He knew I was going to be wrong. He knew I was going to be wrong. See, my wrong might be different from your wrong. But he died for all our wrong. So you and I can have access. So Jacob. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm with that. But Jacob, Jacob had got the answer for God. Now he was telling him how to deliver it to him. And I don't know how you're going to do it, brothers and sisters. When I hang my head right here, help the Holy Spirit. When I hang my head right in verse 16, he said he delivered them into what? The hands of his servant and ever drove by themselves and said unto his servant, pass over before me. And what? And put my space between the drove and to drove. And he commanded for Moses, saying, when Esau, that's what I mean, I'm sending the book out. He said, Esau, my brother, met, as we said, met thee and asked thee and said, who art thou? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to do this thing not to get happy, man. Y'all hold me down for a minute, man. I'm trying to do this not stop being happy, man. If y'all know what I'm doing this, y'all know it's got to be God, man. Can I testify a little bit? Can I stop for a second?
Come on, man.
I'm going to give you a commercial a little bit. I'm at the car lot, right? Get my car worked on. It's outside. Y'all know how cold it is in Texas right now. Outside. I could have said, man, can somebody do this, do that, do this? But you know what? I sacrifice. You know why? Because this could be my last day. And I want to do it. Doing what I love to do and spread his word and tell somebody that he is real. When I read Jacob, how God gave him this and he went before him and he had a plan and he let it be executed and now it's been executed. Now he gets to meet it. Now his brother says, who is this? Help me, Holy Spirit. See, you know, he mad now, but he said, who is this, my brothers and sisters? Reverend Henry, can y'all give me Who is this, Will?
Yeah.
Who is this, Reverend Henry? Who is this, Reverend?
Yeah. Art thou?
Who is this? Who is this? How bold are you to bring me these gifts? That's what he said. Now, how can you just sit here and think I'm gonna receive it? But he said, Who art thou? He said, what are thou going? Who are these before thee? He said, thou shalt say. That thou what? Oh my God! Thou servant Jacob is what present is sent unto my Lord. What's that? Esau. And behold, oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Also, he is behind us. Now I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do something. Cause I gotta make sure you got this here. Don't you know that it takes a lot to do what he's doing right now? Cause now he's trusting in God now. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, he's trusting in God now. All the other stuff, he was trusting himself. He's trusting in God now. And trusting in God.
Say that.
Now,
come on.
When they see you, and when he asked the question, can I do something? He told Moses, go to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, let my people go. And then what did Pharaoh ask? Who sent me? You tell him what? I am sent you.
I am.
Y'all might catch that later. He said, tell him, I am sent you. You know what the Pharaoh did? He released him. I know about it. But I want to tell you something, Jacob. Now, follow the commandments of the servant. Went to Esau in verse 19 said, and so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove and was said on to this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when you find him. And he said, look what he said, ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with the present that goes before me. And afterward, I will see who? His face. They go my word again. Pre-adventure. Can I do this here? Perhaps.
Yeah.
I suppose. Can I do this here? Y'all don't mind. He said, he will accept me. I'm going to leave it right there for the day, right? He going to what? Because I know we got to do something else with this here. He going to what? He going to accept me. I'm going to tell you something. I hope y'all listen to me right real good. Don't you know that God is moving into this transition? We know the end of the story. We're going to get to it, too, because we're going to hang on this thing. We're going to hang on to it. We're going to come back Thursday and try to wrap it up some more. If y'all brother want to dive in, y'all come in. But I want to tell you this here. I was taught not to give all of it at one time. What you mean by that? See, people learn in stages too. You know, people understand in stages too. You can just put too much on them, Reverend. You can put too much on them, brothers and sisters, and then get it off. Man, you said a whole lot, and you kind of went kind of fast with it. But let me tell you something. Right now, if we pause at this verse here, somebody remember that verse? Y'all got it? Y'all still got it?
Mm-hmm.
If we pause right here,
19.
And we looking at that, we know for a shadow that it's going to be a transition going to happen after this. Not only did God told him how to do it, not God for the business him. Whoa, let me leave it alone. We'll touch that the Thursday. Y'all talk about God go visit him. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all Bible readers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He said, let me give you a little sneak peek. Let me give you a little sneak peek. I ain't going to let you go. I ain't going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to leave y'all alone with that one. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to let you go. Brother Will.
Come on.
Reverend Aaron.
Come on,
Reverend
now.
Reverend Will. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to leave y'all alone with this.
That's right.
But I want to tell you, reconciliation, to reconcile this kind of, I'm going to say what it was. It was hatred. It was envy and malice. It had, 20 years have went by. And he wants, he's trying to get all the gift, but God said, do this here now. And watch how God work it out for him. Watch how God worked it out for him. Have you had a moment that God truly stepped in and worked it out for you? Have you really had a chance that God moved heaven and earth for you? Have you really had a chance that God moved some things for you? And watch this here. If he don't move the situation, he will give you some strength. Keep on pushing on, man. I know it,
man.
I feel good about this one,
man. Amen.
Hey, have you woke up and you still had a backache? Have you woke up and your head still hurts, you know? Have you woke up?
Yeah.
Things weren't going right on the job, you know? Have you woke up and your wife with this and your husband with this and your kids with this? Have you just woke up and it was another day and you prayed to God and said, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me some strength.
Amen.
Lord, I need you some strength right here, Lord. Lord, I don't have the right words to say to you, but help me right now, Lord. They got a songwriter.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have to have a songwriter no more, Reverend Aaron. He said, it is me, oh Lord. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of a blessing. Lord, if you don't remove it, just give me some strength so I can hold on. I ain't talking about moving no mountain. I'm talking about I need to hold on. Because now we live in a time mental problems happening around now. People are not having physical problems. They're having mental problems now. They can't handle so much. Now they give them the diagnosis of and you got bipolar. You know, you moved it now, you know. But let me tell you something. God can move that.
Yeah.
Amen.
He can move that, man. You know what he can do? He can take your supervisor and he can come in today, man, I'm sorry. Oh, help the Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
He can take that wife and tell your wife, I'm sorry. He can take that husband and say, baby, I need to do better by that. He can take them kids, Dad, I love you. I'm sorry for doing what I did. Mama, I love you. He can do that if you give it to him.
Hallelujah.
He can do that and he wants to do it. I know I'm right about it.
Yes.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. You know how I know I'm right about it?
Because
I feel him in my soul. I feel him in my soul. Woo, I feel him in my soul, man. I'm going to leave y'all alone with this one here. Hey, ain't going to lie to you again. He said he's going to leave alone about 30 minutes ago. But let me tell y'all this here again. One more thing I want to tell you. I want to tell you this here, and someone probably heard in the wild, Reverend Henry. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's all I got, man. Peace, man.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. 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 Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Reverend, I've been trying, Reverend. I've been trying, man.
Sir.
I tried this year. Reverend, my preacher friend, I've been trying with this. God, I've been trying with this. It wasn't just me trying to reconcile. I had to have someone to forgive me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It ain't just I want somebody to only forgive my brother. I want them to forgive me too. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody
yes.
to forgive my
yes.
sister. I want them to forgive me too. I hurt people too.
Yeah.
I have. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been out there in my life. And my baby told me, when you coming home? That hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt me to the heart, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in that situation, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I can thank God now. I'm a better man now.
Yes.
I can thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a changed man
Great
now.
God.
I have to thank him from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Amen.
Get it right all the time, my brother. I don't get it right all the time. But I know one thing about it. You know, brothers and sisters, I sit there, and mother told me something. Brothers, I know y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me? I ain't fall off this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mother told me this here, right? She said, her and my auntie on the phone, they praising the Lord, right? I ain't gonna never forget this here. They just praising the Lord. I said, you know, I told them to be gone for a little while now. And they said, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I said, Lord, Jesus. You know, I ain't that rap with God this time either. I'm going to tell you the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about, thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, what the hell? I said, what you do? She said, we pray for you. I said, we pray for what? How you think of Jesus? I'm telling them to be gone for a while. We pray for you to go to jail like that because you weren't going to quit.
Mm.
So, I said, what kind? That was some tough love there, brother. I said, that was tough for me, man. I said, you know, hey, if you got that much power for God, why are you in prayer? She said, you weren't going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's some tough love, boy. But it paid off, though.
Mm-hmm.
It paid off.
Mm-hmm.
It paid off.
Yes.
It paid
Praise
off.
God.
It paid off. She got to see me change, too. It paid off. I remember she grabbed me, man. I came down and whispered in my ear, it's only between her and I, what she said. I've been holding all them years, what she told me. You know what I'm talking about? And I miss my mother, man. I miss her a lot. And my brother on here right now. I wasn't a mother's boy. He was a mother boy. You know, he's a mother baby. I was the old man. That's why I was going with my head a little harder. His head was hard, too, though. But I'm just saying, we knew God. We were brought up in church. But we choose that route, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mother told me, she told me this. I'm going to say this. And this might not be helping nobody, but it's helping me. Let me say this. She said, what did I go wrong with, man? What did I go wrong with y'all? I said, Mama, you ain't go wrong. I said, we didn't want to do that. You told us right. You beat us and everything. They were giving us up for a beat, what they call it, a child abuse. You've been to bill taxi too. I said, you did good. I said, that wasn't the problem. I said, we were some hard-headed boys. Put a hard head, make a song behind. And they did. Both of us doing good. My brother's he's a deacon. Oh, Dan Deacon, you know what I'm talking about? Don't tell me what God wants.
Praise God. Praise God.
Don't tell me what God
Praise
wants.
Praise God.
I know I'm right about it. I've been thinking about those little things right now, man. I'm just happy, man.
I'm still excited about that email, that
email. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, he blessed me so much with that.
Run it back again.
I mean, email. Sometimes we're so worried about that email and communicating in the wrong way and using text messaging and all manner of communication. But save that one communication that means the most, that email.
that email.
I thank your brother for that one.
Yeah, he did that. That's my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law put that down. He was at church yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling him about how we got social media. We got social media, right? They got Snapchat and all these kind of emails and all this different stuff. And he raised his hand up. He said, what we need to be doing is doing some emailing. I mean, get on your knees.
Praise God.
He had me laughing.
Amen.
Good guy, man. Good
praise
guy, man.
God.
Good heart, too. He got a good heart, too.
Yeah,
man.
That was good, yeah. though. That was, yeah. I had never heard that before. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That's a good illustration. Yeah. That acknowledge there, I work everywhere else.
mm-hmm.
Just trust him.
Yeah, man.
If you trust him, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'll be good. I know how to apologize.
Are you good?
Somebody told me, they said, don't apologize for the whole spirit. What a music, young man.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, man, I like that earnest, that it showed you the power of an earnest prayer. Earnest prayer. Yes, sir. Even when we deserve justice, that earnest prayer, that when you open it up to God, he is just and faithful to forgive. And that's what I like about it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's what I like about it. Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. I'm good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, we often say this, and you brother can end it out. We often say, I want you to know Thursday, if it be God's will. We'll try to start it right back. I think it was, what, verse 20?
Yes,
we'll start it right
20.
There. We'll try to start it right there. You know, if I don't be here, I pray nothing don't get in the way, then we know we're going to be here. If you can go ahead and read, you know. Get your little head start and read it, you know. But I want to tell you, he told a man this, you know, man, ask him his name, but I ain't going to do all that yet. But let me say it anyway. He said, I ain't going to let you go. I ain't gonna let you go.
Yes,
wrestle if you want.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let you go.
Yes, sir. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Y'all can do how y'all want to do it, brother. It's on y'all, man.
Mm-hmm. It's real. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say thanks to God again for that beautiful lesson. Beautiful lesson.
Yeah.
It shows how important it is to repent.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Repent. Repentance. Give prayer power. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't we, at the point of our service, anyone want prayer, we here. Anyone have any questions on the lesson we hear, or just want to say thank you for what went on we hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You open up, Reverend Williams, if you'd like to have a word.
I'm just thankful. This is a blessed opportunities to come before the Lord and study his word with like-minded brothers and just the audience. And we just all just, you know, hungry for the word of God and excited. And, you know, the thing that gets you really going is when our eyes are opened, when our ears are open, when our hearts are open. And just waiting, knowing that the Lord is on his way back.
Mm.
I want to be found doing what he say he want us to do, what
yes,
he left
yes.
us to do, that great commission. Be about doing the work of the Lord. Such a blessing. Mm. If anybody out there just is thinking about a tussling with unforgiveness, go to God with
that's it.
Go to the Lord. He will give you strength. He will give you strength. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. I like it. I like how he tells us if we don't forgive, then he won't forgive us.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but if we don't forgive, so he allows us an opportunity to, you know, he said we are like God. So he allows an opportunity to operate and showing proof and evidence that we are his children. Since we ask for forgiveness, then he give us opportunity that we may forgive. We can understand about trespasses. And when we want to rain down justice, he lets us experience how beautiful it is to, instead of always want to break somebody over the head with justice, but why not warm their heart with the love of mercy?
Yes,
grace.
Hallelujah.
How you can, it is better to have mercy upon them when they realize that they don't deserve it. And then move compassion in their heart to make them be forgiven as well. So that way, that way then both are blessed by it. Because when I see how someone has shown mercy on me and forgive me, then it makes me want to share with someone else forgiveness as well.
Amen.
And then it's just a trickling thing that just works all the better. Oh, Brent, how much better it is to turn an enemy into a friend. How much better it is.
Amen.
That's where God can love and abide. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Well, Reb, if you'd like to give us a prayer, close us out until we meet again. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for Father, you are your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God. Dear Father God, we come to you right now praying, dear Father God, that you would touch our hearts. Dear Father God, we pray for those, our family, our friends, Lord God, our church community, our church family, Lord God. We pray for our pastor, Lord God, and his family, Lord God. Dear Father God, we pray for all of our membership, Lord God. We pray for our family and our friends. Lord God, there is someone out there right now that is struggling with something, dear Lord God, whether it be some sickness in their body, Lord God, or maybe some type of problem on their job, Lord God. Dear Father God, we see wars, dear Father God, wars and rumors of wars, Lord God. But our Father in heaven, end of all of these things. He is the answer, the solution to all these things, which is Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Father God, right now we pray for the sick and the shut in, the lost, the lonely, the homeless, and the hungry, Lord God. We pray, dear Father God, that you touch each one of our family members, however they be related to us, by blood, adoption, or marriage, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, when you open our eyes and you open our ears to the understanding and to the visual, being able to perceive what others can't perceive. But Father God, we pray that their eyes would be opened as well, and that their ears would be open there, dear Father God. And we pray, dear Father God, that we would begin to hear the cry, what must I do to be saved? And Father God, we would point them to Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to study your word and to learn more. And we thank you for the man that brought us the word to study this lesson this evening, Lord God. May you bless his family, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God, where he may have any kind of pain in his body, that you would remove it, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Give him strength, Lord God, because we know those that are working for you There is that one that is working against us. Give us strength, Lord God. Protect us, Lord God. That belt of truth, that breastplate of righteousness, that our feet would be girded with what comes with the gospel of peace. That shield of faith. Salvation. Salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, right now.
Yes.
We pray, dear Father God, that you keep us safe. Protect us, Lord God. We are your children.
I'm in the right spot.
Amen.
Is this a service thing?
Amen.
All right.
We thank you, Lord God. You are so wonderful to us, Lord God.
Yeah.
You are so wonderful to us, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask these things, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we come before you. And we ask, dear Father God, things, Lord God, that I wasn't able to say or that I wanted to say, Lord God, and you know exactly what I was trying to say. I pray, dear Father God, Jesus, be our advocate, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
To my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. To whom much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell smoke. I'll be better than before. His guidance is in my life. Just to let me know I must be close. I'm extremely close.
Get through it.
It may be hard sometimes,
I'll get through it.
But you
anticipate that I am close to what you have.